They gave us pizza, we gave them hip-hop. And here's what one Italian superstar has done with it.
Io penso positivo perché son vivo, perché son vivo. Io penso positivo perché son vivo e finché son vivo. Niente, nessuno al mondo potrà fermarmi da ragionare. Niente, nessuno al mondo potrà fermare, 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 fermare quest'onda che va.
This is Jovanotti. In Italy, he has few peers. He's arguably the most famous pop star they've produced in generations. The magazine Time Out compared his fame in Italy to Bruce Springsteen's here. And for the entire month of July, Jovanotti was playing small clubs in New York City, where his fan base is, shall we say, a bit smaller. Jovanotti's real name is Lorenzo Cherubini, and he joins me from NPR's New York studios. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks.
We're happy to have you. Why has it taken you so long to play here in the U.S.?
I came here when I had the chance to spend some time, you know, and to develop also a sort of relationship, you know, with the small audience that I could imagine to have here. Mm. And so it was for me like a sort of laboratory, you know, was a sort of workshop that I wanted to do to get back to the roots of my job, you know. I am a musician, I like to do music, and music starts from a small room, you know, when crowded of people that want to have fun and feel deep emotions, you know.
Let's hear a little bit from one of those more intimate concerts you had. This is from Joe's Pub, a club in New York, and the track you're singing here is called Tanto, Tanto, Tanto.
Lo sa che le apparenze non ingannano, i cigni dentro l'acqua non si bagnano, lo sa che c'è una febbre che ti fa guarire e che ci sta un silenzio che si fa sentire, lo sa che il DNA è lungo più dell'equatore, lo sa che c'è uno spirito anche dentro ad un motore.
And let me read the English translations of what you're singing here. There's a fever that can cure you, there's a silence that can make you hear. DNA is longer than the equator. There's a spirit even inside of a motor. Italian hip hop.
I never listened to my live gigs here, you know. It's great. I like it, yeah.
Well, was it strange performing hip-hop music in the city where hip-hop was born, in New York City?
It was a big thing, you know. I discovered music, and maybe I discovered also to be a human being through hip-hop, you know, when I was a small boy, you know, and I listened to this music coming from here, you know, Africa Bambaataa, the Zulu Nation, you know, Grandmaster Flash. For me, it was like a sort of musical epiphany, you know. Coming here to play, you know, it's like, I always say, it's like for an American priest to go to the Vatican.
To the Vatican.
You know? Yeah, it's something like that, you know. You go to the Vatican and you discover, you know, where everything started. You know?
Le zebre sono bianche con le strisce nere, le zebre sono nere con le strisce bianche. Lo sai che per le mosche noi siamo lentissimi e per una balena siamo piccolissimi. L'Africa è il continente più ricco del pianeta, a volte l'alfabeto inizia dalla Z. Lo sai che il santo grano è nel salotto di mia nonna e il centro della terra sta sotto la donna.
I go around here in New York and I really feel at home, you know. It's like my spirit belongs to this town, you know, and this town is belonging to my family in a certain way, because my father was working at the Vatican. He worked at the Vatican for 50 years. And so he used to come here when I was little at the Holy, how you say, St. Patrick, you know?
At St. Patrick's Cathedral in
Cathedral,
New York.
Yeah. He used to come here once he came back home with these Super 8 films showing us, you know, New York. And so New York was in my family since when I was a child. And, you know, but New York, it's very easy to love New York, actually, you know. Everybody loves New York, you know. When you come
I thought everybody loved Rome.
Yeah, it's true, you know, but it's different, you know. Rome is, you know, Rome is everything is connected with the past, you know. Well, this town is called New York, you know. We don't have any city in Europe that is called New. And for a young guy, you know, this word "new" was influencing his life, you know, its vision of life.
It turns out that hip-hop sounds pretty good in Italian. can you explain what it is about the Italian language that sort of makes it sound so rhythmic and musical?
Yeah, it's strange because when I was starting doing rap in Italy, it was sounding very strange and everybody was refusing this, you know, also the record companies. English is very good for rhythm, while our language is like casa, amore, figlio, famiglia, tempo.
With
ritmo.
Vowels at the end of the words.
Yeah, and it's very comfortable for melody, you know, and for long melody. In fact, opera, big melodies comes easy in Italian. To use this language for a rhythm, syncopated language, music, was much more difficult, you know?
Se ti incontro per strada non riesco a parlarti, mi si bloccano le parole, non riesco a guardarti negli occhi, mi sembra di impazzire, se potessi amplificare il battito del mio cuore sentirete un batterista di una band di metallo pesante.
My first album was in English, actually. If you were doing opera in the 19th century, you had to do it in Italian, no? Because Italian was the musical language of the world. Today the musical language is English. If you want to do pop music, actually, you should do it in English. And I tried to do it in Italian, and actually it was working. The people loved that. They shot me to number one of the chart.
My guest is Italian singer and songwriter Jovanotti. Of course, your music isn't just about hip-hop. In the 1990s, you started to incorporate different sounds from around the world into your recordings. And I want to play one of your most popular songs. This is L'Ombelico del Mondo.
Questa è l'ombelico del mondo.
L'Ombelico del Mondo, the belly button of the world is what that song is called. I remember hearing this song when I was backpacking around Europe in the mid-90s. This is like the universal party song. Can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah, it's a universal party sound, so it's not about anything, you know, actually. It's about energy, you know. L'Ombelico del Mondo means, you know, the belly button, the center of the world, you know, where life and energy concentrated, you know. I came back for a big, beautiful travel I've done in Africa, in the Guinea Gulf, you know, for a couple of months, a big backpacking like you. And so I went home, you know, with a different vision, like a different landscape, musical landscape that I wanted to develop. And so this song is a fruit of the tree.
I want to ask you, of course, about your most recent album. It's called Safari. I was struck by a particular track on this album, the title track called Safari, because of its energy, and I want to hear some of that song.
Assaggio la morte, la notte che passa più svelta su lenta lenzuola di corpi sudati, si chiudono gli occhi, si sveglia l'insegna dell'ultima vita di luce rubata, si vinge il silenzio perfetto, l'esterno mi sembra di pace, la notte d'estate, intanto rumore nel buio dell'anima mia che corre a gambe.
There's a kind of an urgency in that song, and I'm wondering what kind of feeling you wanted to try and capture in that sound.
You know, the most important feeling that I was trying to capture in general in my music of the last period is a sort of inspiration, is energy in itself, you know. Somebody asked me, what you want to communicate? And I always answer, I want to communicate communication, you know. Mm. I want to communicate the chance that human beings have to communicate each other, you know, to share ideas, to share feelings, you know. My last album is much less political or social than in the past. It's more concentrated in this primal instinct, you know, that is communication, you know.
You mentioned a lot of your recorded work is political. Is there one of your songs, a political song in particular, that got you in trouble or upset some people?
Yeah, there was a song about mafia, you know, when they killed the judge Falcone. For Italy was a big, big traumatic experience, deep traumatic experience. So I wrote a song called Cuore, that means heartbeat. And the song is still used by the young people when they do some kind of demonstration against the mafia, you know.
Migliaia di ragazzi in piazza Palermo, un saluto alla bara del giudice Falcone, hanno bisogno di una risposta, hanno bisogno di protezione, i ragazzi sono stanchi dei boss al potere, i ragazzi non possono stare a vedere la terra sulla quale crescerà il loro frutto, bruciate ogni loro ideale distrutto.
And here's a rough translation of the song Cuore. Thousands of children in the piazza in Palermo to pay tribute to Judge Falcone. They need an answer and they need protection. They're tired of the bosses. They cannot stay and watch their gardens burned and every one of their ideals destroyed.
Ma l'Italia è anche un'altra e la gente lo grida. I ragazzi sono pronti per vincere la sfida.
The song is called Cuore. It's by Italian singer-songwriter Jovanotti. You've been in the U.S. for a few months now, and presumably you're going back to Italy soon?
Yeah, I'm going next week.
And are you going to continue to tour this album, or are you already working on your next project?
I'm not still working, actually. Now, when I go back to Italy, I rest a little bit, and then I start getting in the mood of writing a new album. I'm not the kind of artist that can write while he's working, you know. I have to stop, and I have to forget. For this reason, I came to New York to do these gigs, because they give me the sensation to be a total new act, you know what I mean? And I will start to write from this feeling.
Lorenzo Cherubini records as Jovanotti. He's just wrapping up his artist in residency at two New York clubs. His latest album is called Safari. Jovanotti, thanks so much, and come back soon.
Thank you. Grazie. Grazie a tutti. Ciao.
Caselli d'autostrada, tutto il tempo si consuma, ma Venere riappare sempre fresca dalla schiuma. La foto della scuola non mi assomiglia più, ma i miei difetti sono tutti intatti.
This song is called Mezzogiorno. Our interview with Jovanotti was produced by Phil Harrell.
Per quanto mi identifichi nel battito di un altro, sarà sempre attraverso questo cuore. E giorno dopo giorno passeranno le stagioni, ma resterà qualcosa in questa strada. Non mi è concesso più di relegarti i miei casini, mi butto dentro, vada come vada. Siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby.
In case you missed the program yesterday, we have a winner in our 3-minute fiction contest. Our judge, literary critic James Wood, chose a story written by Molly Reed of Fort Collins, Colorado. It's called Not That I Care. You can read it at npr.org, where you can also find some of the runners-up. Stay tuned. We'll have information for you soon about our next 3-minute fiction contest.
E poi altri 100. Teoricamente il mondo è più leggero di una piuma. Nessun filo spinato potrà rallentare il vento. Non tutto quel che brucia si consuma. E sogno dopo sogno sono sveglio finalmente per fare i conti con le tue promesse. Un giorno passa in fretta e non c'è tempo di pensare. Muoviamoci che poi diventa sera. Siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno.
Our program is directed by Phil Harrell and edited this week by Martha Wexler. Our production staff includes Zoe Chase, Selena Simmons-Duffin, Kate Davidson, Alice Winkler, and Petra Mayer. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Kurt Stalniker, Lamar Nickens, Mark Greenhouse, and Ivan Burkett. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Key Maleski is our reference librarian. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and the senior producer is Matt Martinez. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great week.